Today is your ordination service and you are all welcome in the name of Jesus. This is the second ordination service that we are having at this ministry. And the first one that involves a pastoral. We are talking about God Himself choosing people to serve Him, calling people to serve Him. Not man picking someone, but God through man choosing someone. There are so different reasons why people are chosen, but the basic reasons are in the Bible. One thing that makes one to be chosen, to be ordained, is the service of that one in the house of God. The Bible tells us about Jesus. When He started His ministry, the Bible said He went to pray because man can never do anything alone. When we are talking about division of labor, when we are talking about fellowshipping, when we are talking about working together, even before Jesus is already started. But with Jesus, we saw it again that at the very beginning, Jesus did not act like Moses. Remember that during the time of Moses, Moses almost died with a load of work. The Bible says that Moses will be here from morning to night, attending to the needs of the people. We used to have such in this ministry at the beginning. I receive call almost every day. Pastor pray. I thank God for maturity that has built the people of this ministry, the Spirit of God, the grace of God, the power of God. That I think at times after 3 weeks, I wonder why is nobody calling me. God is wonderful. Amen. Because we have come to the stage that we know how to handle our matters ourselves. Not like that other time you drink, pastor. Chill and you sneeze, pastor. Anything, pastor. A lawyer, pastor. Doctor, pastor. Work, pastor. Anything, pastor. I mean, he said that to someone, he won't kill me like Moses. Praise the Lord. That was what was happening to Moses, ministering, until the in-law came and told Moses, you will die. And the kingdom of God will continue. If you want to fulfill your purpose in the kingdom of God, if you must fulfill your purpose in the ministry, you have to make sure that you choose people who will help you. The Bible said He chose 70 people. And these 70 people, He released, God through Him released that spirit of leadership unto them. And among them was also Joshua and Caleb. So that they can do the work of the ministry. And then through this knowledge, when God Himself came as Jesus to this earth, before He even started His ministry, after He has been ordained, when He was baptized, He was ordained. After the Holy Spirit came and descended upon me, just as the Holy Spirit, I believe, will descend upon you today. Amen. The Bible said, after He has tested the devil, tempted him, and he won. He prayed. And when he prayed, what happened? He called 12 unto himself. Let's open to the book of Mark. From verse 12, I think, to 14. Amen. He said, and he goeth up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, those whom he has chosen. He called upon him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12, meaning that he called more than 12. Amen? Amen. We always say that he called only 12, but this scripture tells us that he called those whom he would, and then he ordained 12. If it is, it doesn't say that he ordained those whom he called. He called those who he would. He called so many people to help him in the ministry. He called so many people to help him to do the work of the kingdom of God. But out of all these people, he ordained 12. Amen. He ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. In other words, at this stage, it was not all that he called, that the Holy Spirit was ready to impart power into, for them to cast out demons, for them to go to the cities. But it was just the 12 choosing for this purpose. And then later on we saw, when he called 70, it was as if he was not doing it according to how it was in the Old Testament. First of all, choosing the 12 according to the tribes, and then choosing the 70, just as Moses did. He chose first the 12, ordained them, and sent them out. Later on, he called 70. You can see that in the book of Luke 10. And then he did what again? He sent them out for the work of the ministry. And then later on, we are having 120. It is all step by step. Amen. Somebody say amen. So he didn't wait until the work will kill him. And that is why you see, we have called so many. We kind of even give people more than enough opportunity. There is no one that enters this ministry that will not testify that there is a space for he or her to do something, unless if that person does not want to. Opportunity is always given for you to serve. But when you say no, we can't force you. There are some people that are shy, and because they are shy, they don't want to. So we leave them for some time. And then after some time, we approach them again. After we try to handle things by the Spirit, especially when I notice that there is something in that one. It could take time, but you are never forgotten. It could take time, I say you are never forgotten. That is why you will see that you might even imagine, where is this one being ordained and this other one is not being ordained? Because it is not yet time. When it is time, it is always done. And today we are going to ordain someone who has been in this ministry. An example of faithfulness, which is one of the mark. He said, choose for yourselves. When they wanted to ordain the deacons, what brought about the ordination of the deacons? Because of the problem in the church. Some people were neglected in the book of Acts chapter 6. Because the people were not being taken care of. Why? The apostles, the 12 apostles, cannot take care of everybody. Just as Moses could not take care of everybody. The widows were neglected. So deacons were choosing. And when the deacons were choosing, anointing was put on them. And then the requirement said it should be one that is faithful. One that knows how to rule his home well. One that is filled with the word. We have one among us that are to be ordained, a faithful servant of this age. Right from day one, he has been there. A lot of things happened, he was never shaken. Almost until recently, was the only Igbo that we have. Until another Igbo came again. Amen. He did not move. I'm so proud of you. But this is somebody that used to look very quiet as if he cannot talk. But he has never one day said, but I started this ministry from the one with you. Why are you lifting up people? And it looks as if you neglected me. We are talking about faithfulness. The mark that you will see in one. And you don't even need to ask God, should I? You already know yourself. You should. Amen. We have those among to be ordained that this ministry can never cry financially. They go at length. These are those who want to see that things are working. quietly they do what they do over the years. Not for eye service. Not the ones that we bring in today and tomorrow. Even in problems that I know. Faithfulness to when you see people who are standing with you to make things work, you should honor them. Amen?
Amen.
These are people who remember Corona time. Did I not say that we are going to contribute money? Did we contribute money? I only told you people, put as you can put. Why? The giants have already put giants. Without me asking them to, immediately they add that there is need. I said, what? I said, it is well. And it was actually, it is well. Remember, Brother Francis coming to me to ask me. He said, ah, Mumsy, are we not going to do the contribution again? I said, don't worry. They have put as willingly as they can. And we don't need to contribute again. So we are talking about those who stand with you through the years. Not doing it for 1 year and then backsliding or slacking. People who leave their needs so that this ministry can go. He said, choose able men, notable men among you to share the food to the leaders. God has blessed this ministry with such people. And God will always bless them in Jesus' name. Because of the time, what else do I want to tell you people? The book of 2 Timothy to those who are to be ordained now. You are going to receive the oil. The Bible said unto us in the book of Isaiah 11, he said the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of the fear of God will come upon you so that you can do the work of God. Because that you are being ordained today is not to make mouth. You are being ordained today is not to carry your shoulder high in Israel. You are being ordained today is for you to know that God saw what you are doing in His kingdom and is telling you, go forward, do more of it, for I am with you. The Bible said in the book of Acts 10:38, he said, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good. Why was he able to do good? Because God was with him. When you see people that God are with them, those are those that you touch with the power. How do you know those who God are with them? They are strong during the time of temptation. They are strong during the time of persecution. They are strong no matter what people are saying about them. They are focused in the things of God. Even when they fall, they allow God to raise them up again. Even when they make mistakes, they don't allow the mistake to destroy them. We are talking about obligation. What we see in people. I'm not carrying it deeply Bible way, but I'm using the examples of these people to explain and to expatiate what the Bible commands. Amen. Well, every one of you, there is this advice. Because when the power is in you, the power cannot work unless you learn how to activate the power by the word of God. There is nothing in your life that you need that you can do it on your own without the power of God. The word of God must be your standard. The word of God must be your standard. That is why in that Isaiah 11, it said the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, of revelation, of wisdom, of counsel, and of the fear of God. This is what happens when the Spirit of the Lord descends upon you. God has looked at your services and said, I am pleased with you. Just the way he looked at the services of his own son, Jesus Christ, when he was baptized. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The Spirit rests upon him and ordained him. But when Jesus received the Spirit and he was ordained, the Bible said he went into fasting. So that every temptation he was able to overcome them. Even Jesus did not say that he is Jesus and now he has been ordained. Now God has said that this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Because of that, I don't need to read the Bible. After all, I am the Word. The Bible said in the beginning, John 1:1, was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. After he said that the Word created everything, he said the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Jesus, despite that Jesus was the Word, he did not stop learning the Word. He did not stop studying the Word. He did not stop going to the war. The Bible said that as his custom is, he went to the synagogue. As his custom is, he was going to church. As his custom is, after every session of deliverance that he has with the people, he goes to the mountain to go and pray. That is our Jesus. That is the Word of God. That is our Jesus. That is our intercessor. He has all the authority, yet he was praying. He didn't say, I'm not ordained. I don't need to do that. Having that understanding, Paul spoke to Timothy, the young pastor. What did Paul say to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy 2? From 1, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Whose grace should you be strong in? That of Christ Jesus. The grace that Christ Jesus has made to be, that he has made available unto you. The grace that he gives to you through the shedding of his blood. He said, make yourself to be strong. How can you be strong in the grace of God? By having an understanding of that which God has done for you through Jesus Christ. Having understanding that your sins have been washed away. Having understanding that Satan has no power over you. Having understanding that he has conquered for you and you have become more than conqueror. Having understanding that you have life and that life you have been given authority to live that life in abundance. You, that is the grace. Having understanding that you will have eternity with God. If the trumpet should sound today, you are among those who are ready to follow Jesus. Having that understanding, he said, be strong in it. I need to be strong in that understanding because it is a grace that God has given us in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And that is what I'm doing. It is expected of the deacons. It is expected of the assistant pastor. It is expected of the deaconess to be apt to know how to teach the Word. That is why you should always read the Word of God. Thank God of the system that we use so that everyone will be involved. And I also say, thank God that even Bible is inside our phone. And you know how I used to say it, if you cannot read it, hear it. You must know how to read the Bible or hear the Bible. Read it with your eyes or read it with your ears. And it is called audio reading. Amen. The most important thing is that you pay attention to what you are reading. You concentrate. And so that the Word of God can flow in you. At times I do audio reading. At times I do all during the throughout the whole night. I just leave it and leave it to play. And before I know it, energizes my soul. It energizes my spirit. At times I leave speaking in tongues. I let it play throughout the whole night. And I'm waking up in between. And I'm still doing Rasateleba. Because I want to be strengthened. You cannot do anything without your spiritual exercise. Amen. And he said, commit it, and that is what I'm doing. Committing this assignment unto you. That you also, you will commit it to God, to others. Amen. Then he says that no man that war, I tell God himself with the affairs of this life. That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Do I need to say that? I've been using that scripture to preach so many times. Because all these are the things that you, by now, you have already passed before you are ordained. It is not in you. May God forbid that any of you, male or female, that will be ordained today, may God forbid that you will fall into adultery. May God forbid it, it will never happen. Adultery with your eyes will not happen. In short, the physical one, you are far from it. In your mighty name, on Jesus. He said you will not miss yourself with the affairs of life. No, for one reason, it will not enter into you. Such kind of mindset that will not make you to have the mindset of Christ. Anything that will bring evil to your thinking, I decree that they perish. In your mighty name of Jesus. Because when Jesus was anointed, he was anointed to do good. You are anointed to do good. Amen. So he said, let me just jump. 15. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to make yourself approved. Before you do anything, ask yourself, does God approve what I am about to do? Does God approve this my character? Does God approve this my way of life? Does God approve my thinking? Does he approve my speech? He said, my kind of angry, I said some things, Father forgive me. Does God approve it? The more we consciously train ourselves to renew our mind like that, the more we become the trees of righteousness that God says we will become when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us. He said you will be called the ministers of God, the trees of righteousness, the planting of God, that his name be glorified. It's not a joking, a decision that you agreed to be touched. It's not a matter of joke. You're still giving yourself to God, giving yourself to Christ Jesus. It's like what Daddy will say, according to the book of Galatians 2. What is it, Galatians 4? Galatians 2:20. I think I use that to close. So 2:20. Am I there? Are you there? What did it say? Read it up just the way it is. Hallelujah. Amen. This is your decision today. And I believe that this decision is in your spirit as you now be ordained. He said, I am crucified with Christ. We said before, be strong in the grace that is in God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ live in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. I like that. I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is there in vain. The fact is this. I do not frustrate
the grace of God. And he said, the life that I live in flesh, I live it by faith. Without faith, nobody can please God. Everyone that comes to God must believe and know that God is the rewarder. He is God and the rewarder of those who believe in him.